Yesterday, the Arizona Senate agreed to permit the state's 13 rural counties to ask their voters to impose a 1 cent sales tax on themselves for road construction and repair. It's a levy that could last up to 20 years. It was also a compromise to a failed effort to raise the gas tax statewide. Governor Doug Ducey is opposed to any tax increase.
Using locally raised taxes for building and repairing roads isn't a new idea for Arizona's two largest counties. Joining us now to discuss how similar measures have been used in our neighboring states, Utah and Nevada, is Scott Higginson. He's the executive director of the Interstate 11 Coalition. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So can you start by telling us how this effort has worked in Nevada and Utah?
Well, let's first start with Nevada. In 2014, the state legislature authorized Clark County to increase the gas tax for 3 years. And they did so without requiring a public vote, and it passed the county commissioners. And that raised the gas tax by 3 cents per year for the first 3 years. But most importantly, it indexed gas tax to inflation. And that's something that is critical. Gas tax in the state of Arizona, for example, has not been raised since 1991. And if it had been indexed to inflation, in other words, that it would float up and down depending upon the cost of living, just like wages do in many jobs and other things, we would have seen an increase of just $477 million in added revenue in just fiscal year 14, which was the most recent statistics I have. So not only was it raised, but it was tied to inflation to float up and down, depending upon the pricing indexes of the federal government.
And have they seen a lot of revenue come from this in
Vegas? Oh, my goodness. Nevada raised, just in that three-year period, $700 to $800 million. The final figure, I think, ended up being about $740 million. And it was an interesting thing that they did as well, is that they authorized it for 3 years, but then at the end of the 3 years, it had to go to a vote of the public as to whether to extend it. And the public there voted in 2016 to extend it for an additional 10 years because the people saw the benefits that happened in their community and the new construction that improved transportation throughout the community.
Scott, can you concisely explain to us kind of the differences here in Arizona when it comes to, we lump Maricopa and Pima counties together as the more urban areas of the state, and then we have all these other rural counties. So what are the differences here in terms of the need for rural counties and why in that, especially in this case, that might make more sense to let counties decide what they want to do?
Well, in the rural counties, you've got a lot more miles to travel between locations and you have fewer vehicles. But they also have less gas being purchased, which generates the revenue to do it. So they fall behind quite quickly. In the urban counties, you have a need for new projects in order to move people with the population continuing to grow. And what the legislation does, it's getting a lot of notoriety for what it's doing in the rural counties. But if I understand the bill correctly, it also authorizes the urban counties, Pima and Maricopa, to go directly back to the voters to continue to extend the tax that's already in place in those urban counties. For example, I think in Maricopa, it's Prop 400, which is set to expire in a year or so. And if this legislation passes, then it is the state legislature authorizing the county to go back to the voters to continue to extend that tax revenue for the future of the urban counties as well.
Right. And the votes were not there in the legislature to get a statewide initiative on this. But if it goes to the voters, is there any sense of whether or not there would be support there in rural areas as well as in urban areas?
I think both areas would see it be supported by the people. Both of the urban counties have been very good at extending taxes and continuing what they're at and the levels they're currently at, which is what these would do. Because they see the benefits, they see the roads, they're improved, they see new freeways, the 303 opened up, they see it helping move goods and services and people around the state, which is a key critical factor to economic growth.
And Scott, briefly, our last question, I'll put you on the spot here, because President Trump has talked about, has gotten people riled on both sides, as he often does, in this case to see whether he's going to support a gas tax. And he's talking about federal gas tax, an extra 25 cents potentially. Are we going to see this sort of thing across the country as we decide how we're going to deal with our roads and the fact that the feds are not going to be throwing out billion-dollar contracts quite as readily?
Well, the federal government, President Trump has put out his infrastructure plan, and basically all it says is the federal government will match 20% federal, 80% state for any new projects. Well, the state's then got to come up with its own 80%, and we just don't have the revenues in Arizona. We're way behind. As I said, Arizona is one of the few states left in the country that hasn't raised its gas taxes in nearly 30 years. And we just don't have the revenues coming in to match what the federal government intends to do.
Right. Scott Higginson is the executive director of the Interstate 11 Coalition. Scott, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
My pleasure.